From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The pro-independence movement in Catalonia has a new lease on life with the results of a snap election called by Spain. After Catalonians voted for independence from Spain in a referendum in October, the Spanish government, headed by Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy, assumed direct control of Catalonia and arrested or drove into exile a number of prominent pro-independence leaders. Spain then called for regional elections in December, banking on a favorable political outcome. But pro-independence parties won a slim majority in those elections, leaving Rajoy and the Spanish government in an awkward position. What does this mean for Catalonia's relationship to Spain and also for the future of the Catalan independence movement? We turn once more to Magali Muria. She is the Southern California coordinator of the Catalan National Assembly, and she had joined us several weeks ago. Welcome back to the program, Magali.
Thank you, Sonali, for having me.
Were you surprised by the outcome of the election? This was some polls leading up to the election suggested that this might indeed turn out. I understand there was also an inability of pollsters to conduct actual polls. Were you surprised by this outcome?
No, not surprised at all. Actually, 2 days ago before the election, the National published a very similar outcome in a survey that they conducted.
And so tell us a little bit about specifically who has won and how much power they have. This is a parliamentary system, so depending upon how many seats are won by which party, a government can then be formed. So which parties actually gained power?
Well, the result is a very clear win to independence parties. They won the absolute majority, 72 seats. Which gets
out of 135, right?
Yes, correct. Above 70 is absolute majority. And there was also a record turnout for independence at this time. More than 2 million voters favored independence parties, which is 100,000 more than in the previous election. Also, a right-wing party, Ciudadanos, got a lot more votes than before. And because independence parties decided to run separately, Ciudadanos ended up getting the majority of, they ended up being the single force that had more votes in the parliament.
So this party, Ciudadanos, it translates to citizens.
Citizens,
a pro-Spain party, and it won more votes than any other single party. However, together, the two main independence, pro-independence parties have more votes and can form a government, right?
Correct. Exactly. That's exactly the case.
And so the leader of the main leader of one of the parties, Carles Puigdemont, who had been in Brussels, essentially in exile, he campaigned for this election from outside Catalonia. His colleague and somewhat even rival, the leader of the other pro-independence party, is still imprisoned?
Correct. Vice President Oriol Junqueras is still in jail along with other three independence politicians, pro-independence politicians. And both of them have run their campaigns from exile and jail. Although Mr. Junqueras has been severely punished by the prison authorities for sending campaign messages from prison. And he, at the moment, is forbidden to leave his cell. He's basically is forced to remain in his cell 24 hours a day, and he's not being allowed to see his family.
So this, Mr. Junqueras, who is the vice president of the previous Catalonia government, how many other leaders besides him remain in prison, and how many remain in exile? Are any of the pro-independence leaders even in Catalonia right now?
Yes, there are many independence leaders that remain in Catalonia. Right now, there are 4 politicians incarcerated in Madrid. Mr. Junqueras, the former Ministry of Interior, Joaquim Forn, and also 2 of the leaders of civic movements, Òmnium and the National Catalan Assembly. They are the ones that remain in prison. The rest of the people who were incarcerated, they are being freed on bail at the moment.
And what will happen to Mr. Puigdemont? What is his situation right now? Can he actually return to Catalonia?
Well, that's a mystery. Mr. Puigdemont said before that he would return to Catalonia in the event he won the election. Now that we are facing this situation, we don't know what's going to happen because the Spanish government continues to pursue a very hardline approach in dealing with Catalonia.
What power, if any, does the pro-Spain right-wing Citizens Party hold? Its leader is a television reporter or former television reporter. She does have significant support.
Are you talking about Inés Arrimadas, the
Inés,
leader of
yes.
Ciudadanos? Yes, they definitely saw an increase in their votes. They ended up getting 25% of the votes in the House. And the problem is that they are not going to be able to form a government, so because they still remain a minority. So yes, I mean, we saw definitely they run a very, very aggressive and expensive campaign. They channeled many, many millions of euros to the campaign, and they also openly took advantage of the fact that their opponents were in jail and in exile. However, this election is a failure for unionist parties, both for Ciudadanos and Rajoy's Popular Party, because they failed to win a majority in Congress, and even the Popular Party, which is Rajoy's party, went from 11 seats in party to in parliament to only three.
So
So
his
right,
party, the party that he represents, which also is represented in Catalonia, lost seats in the snap election in the Catalan regional elections.
they lost many seats. At this point, they are not even they don't even have enough parliament members to actually form a group, and they are the most unpopular party in Catalonia. They lost many seats. They went from 11 to 3.
Now, you mentioned turnout was high. Overall, was turnout higher for the snap election than the independence referendum in October?
Yes, it was. It was actually 7 percentage points higher, and that those votes went. Some of them, they went to the unionist parties, probably people who did not vote in the October 1st referendum because they did not agree with it. But then other votes also went to independent parties, pro-independence parties.
How united are the pro-independence, the two main pro-independence parties right now, Mr. Puigdemont's party and Mr. Junqueras's party? And can they form a coalition government?
I think they will. They definitely will. We already heard a formal statement by the Mr. Junqueras' second on board. Her name is Marta Rubira this morning, and she said that she will basically endorse the Mr. Puigdemont to become president once more. So yes, I think they will negotiate to form a government together.
Does this vote represent a serious political weakening of the Spanish government's influence in Catalonia? I mean, essentially, this is a slap in the face of Spain. And what do you think Spain will do now? I mean, what can it do now?
This is a very, very clear message to the government of Rajoy that the people of Catalonia want their government back, and that they disagree completely with their policies. However, what is very disturbing is that Rajoy's government is not giving any indication of changing course. One day before the election, he already threatened to maintain direct control of Catalan institutions if he didn't like the result. And one day after the election, today, they already have started a judicial process against more than 40 Catalan pro-independence politicians. And also, it's also very, very remarkable that 2 days before the election, the military police declared that they would consider illegal and a rebellion against the state all the peaceful demonstrations that took place in Catalonia in the previous years. I don't know if you remember, but those demonstrations gather more than 2 million people in the streets in favor of independence. They demonstrated in a very peaceful and orderly manner, but the military police just issued a statement saying that they are going to consider those demonstrations to be criminal and rebellion against the state.
What does that mean for people who might have been arrested and are facing trial? And what does it mean for future such marches?
Exactly. I think what they are doing is they are preparing the ground to judge the people they have incarcerated on the grounds of sedition and rebellion against the state.
So essentially, Spain is going to try to keep its course. How can it continue to do that and keep its stated preference for and stated respect for the idea of democracy? Because these, you know, Spain and other European states claim they're democratic, and yet when democratic wills are expressed, if the outcome is unfavorable, especially for a separatist movement, you know, this is where the notion of democracy is really challenged.
Yes, in fact, it has taken just a few months for the Spanish government to tear apart a democratic facade that they have carefully been putting together for decades. Right now, what's happening is that with the result of this election, the sovereignty movement in Catalonia has won legitimacy. And it's going to be a lot more difficult for Rajoy's government to continue their hardline approach, because the world is watching more closely now, and the independence movement has won a lot of sympathy.
So what do you think will happen, and what has actually happened among Catalonians? Is the fight for democracy, is the desire for independence, I should say, even greater now?
I think it remains the same. If you think about it, they are in an impasse, because on the one hand, the Catalan people has expressed its desire to reinstate the government that was dismissed by Rajoy. And on the other hand, Spain doesn't seem to want to let Catalonia go, right? So I think this is more than ever, this is when we need a third party mediator and the international community to step in and help solve the situation.
Okay, so who could that be? Are we talking about the European Union?
Definitely the European Union. The European Union has turned a blind eye to all what's happened so far, but there's been growing unrest within the European Parliament. Recently, more than 100 members of Parliament intended to pay a visit to the people incarcerated in Madrid, and the Spanish government didn't allow their access to the people that are in jail at the moment. So there seems to be more pressure from European members of parliament for the European Union to take a stance.
Right, because lots of other European countries are carefully watching what is unfolding in Catalonia, because they have their own independence struggles that they're dealing with, right?
Exactly. So, and also it is well known that Juncker has basically expressed his support for Rajoy's government.
And this is the leader of the European...
Exactly, the leader of the European Union.
Union, Juncker, yeah. So he's expressed support for Catalonia's independence.
No, on the contrary, he has expressed support for Rajoy's government. And that has immobilized the European Union to take a stance in the matter.
Does this entire debacle, starting with the independence referendum through to this election, leave Rajoy's government weakened overall, even in Spain?
Even in Spain, of course, because in Spain, there's more and more people that is growing angry against Rajoy because of his inability to handle the situation in a civilized manner, and also because of some other measures they are taking against social rights in the rest of Spain, as well as in Catalonia. They recently repealed two very important laws that were already enacted by the government of Catalonia. One was to ensure that people who could not afford the electricity bill would still get heat and electricity during the winter. And the other one was the law of universal health. Those two laws that were already enacted in Catalonia were recently repealed by the Constitutional Tribunal, which is basically performing as a branch of Rajoy's government at the moment.
So finally, Magali, where does the independence question itself stand? Spain declared the October referendum illegal. I suppose it still remains to be seen if the independence parties can form a coalition and then whether they might hold, what, a new referendum on independence?
Well, this is the hope. The hope is that we can have a negotiated referendum. In fact, 78% of the new parliament, of the members of the new parliament, endorse a negotiated referendum, even those parties that are not pro-independence. So this is very important. I hope this is going to be the next step.
What about here in the United States? Are people watching what's happening in Catalonia? Is there any recourse that people who support the independence movement have from here?
Well, people are definitely getting more and more sympathetic to our cause. I don't know if you had a chance to see Stephen Colbert even dedicated a little some time to talk about it, you know?
And
There seems to be empathy in the sense that the United States also struggled against a monarchy that imposed unreasonable taxes, right? So this is basically something that we are seeing is growing among Americans. At the moment, we don't have any specific initiative other than asking people to call their representatives. We gathered signatures that we sent to the United Nations. We gathered under the initiative of democracy.cat, we sent more than 2,000 signatures to the United Nations and the European Commission. And many of those signatures were collected here in the United States.
Well, Magali, I want to thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll certainly keep our eye on the story as it progresses. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Sonali. Take care.
Thanks, you too. Magali Muria is the Southern California coordinator of the Catalan National Assembly. We've been discussing the results of the snap elections called by Spain in Catalonia. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.